Hello and welcome to the Wild Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Here is where we talk about any and everything. We leave no pebbles unturned. We talk about personal development. We talk about spiritual development. We talk about relationships, unhealthy, unbalanced, toxic relationships. We talk about bondages, things that keep us stuck in our walk in life with God. We cover it all. This is a no judge zone area, and this is where we give you empowerment, we give you motivational speaking, and we also give you the transforming living word of God so that you can live whole and free. Free, free, free. Everybody loves free. So we want you to be able to live free and whole and live on purpose the way God intended for us to live. So, which brings us to the topic today is flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. Oftentimes we deal, or sometimes some people, let me just cover all areas. We deal with besetting sins. We deal with the things that keep us stuck. We don't want to talk about them. This is kind of like a taboo, touch and go little thing when you are in the church, but we are not in the church. We are the church. We're not in the physical building. So this is where this ministry comes in at, to let you know that you are not alone. It's people out here who are dealing with addiction to drugs. They're addicted to alcohol. They're addicted to smoking cigarettes. They are addicted to sexual, pornography, sexual immorality that they deal with. And they don't want to talk about these things because, for one, it's embarrassing. No one wants to say, hey, when I get home from work, as far as sexual perversion goes, immorality, I pop in a DVD and get myself fixed. I hook myself up. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to say, hey, I keep a flask in my bag, and when I go to work and it gets stressed out, I go on ahead and I take me a couple gulps. Nobody wants to say, hey, if I'm feeling down and I'm depressed, I go and I shoot myself up, or I take a couple sniffs, in the bathroom. Nobody wants to expose that thing. But here is where we're going to talk about it. Today, we're not going to so much talk about too much about the addiction of drugs. I am going to come back to that. It's going to be a series of the flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. But today it has been really on my spirit to talk about sexual perversion. Sexual perversion is so high today. It's in the music industry. It's on the movies. It's on the television. I mean, before, when I was growing up, television was a little clean. I mean, they had little secret cuts of how they would deliver stuff, but it was more clean. Today is like sex sells. And so, it's hard for those who struggle with it to kind to go past it, because it's right there in your face. But I want to let you know, you're not the only one who dealt with that. In the book of Romans, Paul, he spoke about in chapter 7 and verses 14 and 15, he said, "We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. Do not understand what I do. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate to do." And then down in verses 19, he said, "For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing." So have you found yourself like, I don't want to do this anymore, but it's right there? I use myself for a reference as far as my past. When I first got saved, I used to be a big time marijuana smoker. Let me tell you, I love to smoke pot. I called me Smokey the Bear. I would smoke from the time I woke up to the time I went to sleep. Smoking marijuana made me feel good. It made me feel as though I can orate better. My conversations were more intellectual and intelligent. Listen, tell me, I was a professor. You could not tell me that, okay? I felt sexy in my own being. That is how the marijuana made me feel. But it's always a deception in from the devil, because I am great, because I am his. I am God. He created me. So the devil will try to deceive you, to make you think it's okay to have that drink. It's okay to smoke. It's okay for whatever it is, the lies that he's telling you. He was trying to keep you stuck. So even though I was going to church, even though I was reading his word, I was like, oh my God, his word said he says free is free indeed. But I still feel like he's not doing anything. But in reality, I still kind of kept that close. My flesh still desired to smoke because it made me feel a certain way. And if I had begun to start truly believing in him and allowing him to totally do the cleansing in my life, I would know that none of those things does not make me. God made me for who I am. I am all that I am in him. But back down to the sexual perversion, because like I said, that is really on my heart to speak about it. You have people that's in high places. You have people that's in the church, whether they're on the pulpit or they're sitting in a pew. And for those who may not even know the Lord right now, and I'm hoping that you will get to know the Lord with being on this podcast, you are fighting with temptations and things that you know that's not right, and how you know they are not right because you really don't feel good about them. In Hebrews in chapter 11, it talked about fleeting pleasures of sin, and fleeting means brief, short-lived, and temporary. So that means whatever it is that you are doing that has a hold on you, it's only a temporary feel. It's only a temporary fix. It's not a long-lasting thing. But I tell you, if you will allow God to be the head of your life and sweep and clean up your mess inside your house, meaning inside of you, your spirit, your soul, and clean the things up inside of you, it won't be a fleeting pleasure, but it will be a long-lasting pleasure. I am the one to tell you that. As we go on with this episode today, you're going to hear some more things that I will reveal. We have an awesome speaker that is coming on. Her name is Evangelist Patrice Davis. You don't want to miss this. So grab your pen, grab your paper so that you can take notes. If you know somebody, tell them to come on and jump on this podcast. The whole thing of this podcast, the reason for it is so we can discover, we can recover, and we can soar. So we can live whole and free. Here go that word free again, like God intended for us to live. I will be back after this. Welcome back to The Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. For those who are just tuning in, our topic today is flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. This evening, we have our guest speaker online. Her name is Evangelist Patrice Davis, and she have her ministry, VSD Ministries. Evangelist Patrice?
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us here today. The listeners and let them know about your ministry. Just to brief you up, that we were speaking about flesh versus the spirit. And I referenced that to Paul in the book of Romans and how he was speaking about that, the things that he did not want to do, he does, and how sin is there. And he tries very hard not to be a part of sin, but it keeps calling him in. So we're talking about the bondages that is on people's lives when it comes to that and how they can be set free.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So Evangelist, can you tell us more about yourself to the listeners so they can get to know you?
Absolutely. I am Evangelist Patrice Davis. I am a author, a life coach, and I'm a mother, I'm a wife, and most importantly, I'm a daughter of the King. I'm a daughter of the King. I currently reside in the state of North Carolina, where my ministry is, VSD Ministries. We are a ministry that goes and speaks and teaches the gospel, and we give back to the communities. My passion and my heart is for women of all ages. That is where God has gifted me with that extra grace that I like to call it. And I'm just thankful for what God is doing. I'm thankful for the move of God in my life and the people has me impacting and empowering. So this truly is an honor to be able to lend your ears as God has given us what to give to the people in this certain season, in this certain hour.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it's time to rise above the bar, I believe, evangelist, and go to a new dimension in bringing out God's word.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Well, evangelist, you know, we have a few questions that we would like to ask you, and we would love for you to share, impart some wisdom and some knowledge to those who are struggling with sinful natures. I spoke to the listeners earlier, and I spoke about one of the main ones, and I say is sexual sin. The spirit of perversion, the spirit of pornography, the spirit of lust, all those things that's tied into sexual perversion. And I also spoke to the listeners and said, you know, even not just your common people, but people that are in high places. When I say high places, I'm not just talking about government. I'm talking about those that are in ministry, those are in church, as you know, as well as outside of the church, who struggle with these every day. I want those to know who are not in the church that they are not alone when dealing with these certain circumstances, but there is a way for them to be set free. Oftentimes you have those who pray and fast, for those who are known to fast, and it seems that temptation wins all the time. And so a lot of them, they begin to feel condemned. They feel that God doesn't love them. God is not listening. And, you know, I even share some of the things that I dealt with myself when I first got saved. And one of them was me smoking marijuana. I was a big marijuana smoker. And even though I love the Lord and I gave my life over to the Lord, and I know it says he sets free is free indeed. But, I, you know, I have still found myself still yielding to temptation when it came to smoking marijuana. So, you know, I guess that would bring me to the first question that I have for you today is, can you help our listeners to discover and understand the weakness of their flesh?
Absolutely. That is a great question. Many of us, if we're true to ourselves, we battle with the flesh every day. Paul said it best. We battle with this flesh every day. He says, when I want to do good, evil is yet always around, always around. So we have to first understand and know when we are dealing with our flesh, we have to know that we have the power over it.
Right.
We have to get that mindset. No matter what the temptation is, no matter what obstacle it is, we have to first get the clear mindset that, you know what, I will, and I shall overcome my flesh, because it is weak.
Yes.
It is weak. It has no control over me. We have to literally speak that in the atmosphere so we can grab hold to it. So the spirit man can grab hold on to it and understand that it has power. Understand that your spirit has power to defeat your flesh. But I just really want to dig in right here, because we get this question.
Evangelist, I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. We got disconnected. You're back online with Evangelist Vitrice.
Amen. 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 Okay, so back to what we were saying. How can we understand our flesh and the weakness in it? Understand this: uncontrolled desires lure and entice the flesh.
Yes.
Uncontrolled desires lure and entice the flesh. The enemy wants to offer us a temporary desire that carry permanent consequences.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit, the Father, God, Jesus wants us to master those very things so we can have control over our flesh.
Amen.
It is just so mind-boggling how the enemy wants us to fall prey to the flesh, when God is saying, I want you to master the flesh. Holy Spirit says, I want you to master it so you can control it. I want you to master whatever is tempting you so you can go out and be a witness to somebody else.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Amen. 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 So we have to understand to understand the flesh is to control it, because it has no authority. It has no power. So once we control it, and once we identify what makes us weak in certain areas, then right. we need to control it, and we need to master it, and we need to have, I tell people all the time, we need to know and understand the authority of the word no.
Yes. Yes, yes. And you know what, Evangelist, I also know, and I can speak from my own experience, is that often, you know, often we want to be delivered from temptation while still keeping in close touch with it, pushing mm-hmm. temptation away just a little far away, you know. Mm-hmm. I realized that with me, and I just referenced myself, is that although I was saying, Lord, I want you to deliver me from this, my flesh still desired it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to wholeheartedly want to surrender that all to the Lord. Now, it took me developing bad asthma to say, okay, I'm not going to do this no more. But we don't want things like that. We don't want things to happen to us, or should I say our back against the wall, or something tragic happened or devastating happened, till we finally say, okay, God, you have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Christian yes. maturity comes when we can recognize our flaws.
Amen.
That's Amen. When we truly come into a place of maturity. When we can look at the man in the mirror and deal with the man in the mirror. That's when you know you have arrived to a place of maturity, and where the enemy he has no victory there. Because the thing that the enemy does not want us to understand is, he does not want us to understand revelation. He does not want us to get knowledge, wisdom, yes. or revelation. So therefore, he wants to keep us in the dark. And that goes back to scripture. My people suffer due to a lack of knowledge.
Yes.
If we have no knowledge of a thing, then we are in the dark of the thing. And if we're in the dark of a thing, that's where the enemy playground is. But yeah. once we come to the plant, to the realization that, you know what, I'm going to face this thing head on. I'm going to face the man in the mirror. The enemy can't do nothing with you. Once you say, I'm going to face my weed addiction, my pornography addiction, my alcoholism, I'm going to face it in the.
You know what, Evangelist? The devil is a lie. He don't want this word to get out, but oh, it's going to get out today.
Amen. It is. It is. It is.
It's going to get out today. You know, Evangelist, you were speaking, you know, we were talking about, well, I'm going to say what you were saying, I'm going to sum it up, is really the ignorance is the stronghold, and it's the deception of the devil.
Okay. Absolutely.
And he will keep you deceived. Let's just speak on those who have sexual perversion. And people may not even realize that it is a sexual perversion. They just may say it's a desire. Mm-hmm. I know at one time growing up, during my younger years, my ignorance years, you know, some people would say it's cool to pleasure yourself. Now, I know that's a topic that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, it's sinful. They hide from that. You know, I think about when we talk about that and people hiding from that part of masturbation, I think about, and even though that didn't happen with Eve and Adam, but when Eve ate the apple, oh, well, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say the apple, because that's not what they said. The fruit. And Adam ate the fruit. When God came and he heard him walking through the Garden of Eden, they hid themselves. Mm-hmm. And they try to cover themselves up. And God asked them, you know, what was going on? And they like, oh, well, we are naked. He said, well, who told you were naked? Mm-hmm. You know? So it was exposed, and we want to be able to use that thing. I mean, as younger people, some of us, if they are willing to admit it, even those who are older now, they want to discover their body, and they start doing things and stuff start going off like Christmas lights. And so, and now they're continuing to do it. But what they don't realize is when they do things like that, it takes your mind to a whole nother level.
Mm-hmm.
for you to try to achieve what it is that the body is trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And we have to be mindful of the small, subtle things, because what we may see as small and subtle is a playground for the enemy.
Yes.
So we have to be very mindful of the little subtle conversations, the little subtle things we see on TV, the little the girlfriend conversations. We have to be very, very mindful of those subtle things, because even in sexual perversion, we have to understand all it takes is one seed. That's it. It takes one drop in the hat, and you have now have unleashed a whole playground for the enemy to come in.
Oh, yes. That's good. And that's good, because when we come back from our break, that will makes me want to speak about the legal rights and that you are involved in when you allow the devil to come in and it begin to take ownership in you. That's good. I know we had a few breakups, y'all, but we have to take a break. We will be back with Evangelist Patrice Davis. We are talking about the flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to The Wild Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Those who are just tuning in, we are online with our special guest, Patrice Davis, and we are talking about the flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. Evangelist?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. If you missed it, Evangelist Davis, she was speaking to us about better understanding our temptations. And it was very good. And those who missed it, I encourage you to go back and listen to this recording at the end, because it was very well profound of what she taught us about better understanding the temptation. Because the first part of mastering it, as you said, Evangelist, am I correct, is us understanding it.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, Evangelist, you know, the second question that I have to ask you is, how can one withstand fleshly, sinful temptations? And I guess that kind of go hand in hand, even after they have prayed for deliverance and still have urges or desires. And I don't want that to sound redundant, and I know it kind of runs in with the first one, but for those that may still be stuck and they like, hey, we're praying, I read, I got books, I got understanding. To their knowledge of understanding, to me, is if you have a better relationship with Christ and you continue to read his word and stay in his word, and that's why he said, meditate on my words day and night, it will override that. Not saying that the temptation won't come, but you'll be stronger for it. So I ask you, what would you say to our listeners about those who they've been praying, they've been reading, but the desires are still there?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I would encourage them and make them go back to scripture is the Bible says, set your mind on above things. So learn to take where that temptation is and say, no, not today. That goes back to understanding the power of no. And then the second thing I would ask you, or ask yourself, is don't you love yourself enough not to fall into the enemy's trap? Don't you have enough love for who you are as being a woman, being a man? Don't you just simply love yourself better, good enough, than to allow yourself to fall in the snare of the enemy? We have to get out. We have to learn to love on us more than we love on the situation, more than we have love for the temptation. I love myself enough not to fall into that same trap. And remove yourself. If the temptation is around you, then love yourself enough to remove yourself from it. Say, you know what? This is not where I need to be. This is not what I want to be. And I love me. Who can love you better than yourself? So remove yourself from it, and don't dwell on the trigger points. Don't dwell. If you know that sexual perversion is your temptation, then understand, then don't be found watching a rated R movie. Don't dwell on the trigger points. Don't dwell in a place where you know the temptation is and you haven't quite mastered it yet. You will never master it if you keep yourself at the temptations table. And the fourth and the final thing, understand that God will never tempt you. So why play fiddle to the enemy? God has never come to tempt us. He says, I have given you life that you have it more abundantly. He said, you are the head and not the tail. He said, you are an overcomer. So why play fiddle to the enemy when you know that he wants to permanently destroy you? When you know the enemy's end game for your life, when you know pornography end game for your life, when you know alcohol's end game for your life is death. You know what the end game is. So why play fiddle? When do we look at the man in the mirror and love ourselves past the temptation?
Amen. Amen. And if I could just share a scripture in Romans 8:3, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us, you know, and it goes on to say, it is not your destiny to lose in the struggle against sin. It is in your destiny to be molded into the likeness and image of God's beloved son. So it starts with the individual. You know, you can't play the fence. You know, you gotta pick a side. You know, are you going to be on the winning side or are you going to be on the losing side? Because we know that side is losing. And even after all of that, after you get that few seconds of gratification, then where are you at?
Absolutely.
Where are you at? You know,
absolutely.
And so that's not nothing that you will go outside, you know, hopefully not living in the world today, that you would do outside in the opening for people to see. So don't you know what you do in secret? Because nothing is hidden from God.
Absolutely.
Nothing. Not even your thoughts. So you have to be able to cast down those thoughts and those imagination when they come by. You know, you have to cast them things down when it's starting to cross your head. Like, I'm not going to entertain that thought. But, you know, it also brings it, and this goes just a little bit deeper, Evangelist, about the people, if you're dating, if you're single, and who you are dating. And God forbid, you know, if you don't wait for marriage and you begin to fornicate, you don't know what kind of spirits that mate that you're dealing with, what kind of spirits they carry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so, now everything that whoever they dealt with and whoever they slept with, now you are carrying that as well. And then next thing you know, you probably didn't like women, but the person that they slept with before, they liked women and men. And now you have an open gateway. So not only are you dealing with one demonic spirit, you got all these other spirits that you're dealing with from everybody who has slept with one another. So now it's a domino effect on your life.
Absolutely. 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 Because we have to understand, we have just now legalized the demons to come in.
There you go.
We just legalized it. Because we have to understand that they cannot come in without a gate. So once we jump from one bed to the next bed, we have legalized every demon that has been in that bed to come over to your playing field. We have to be mindful. We have to be mindful of the things that it can be as simple as you purposely running the red light and you get pulled over and you come up with some fabricated lie to tell the officer. You have just opened the gate for manipulation.
My.
Off of a little innocent, you have now legalized manipulation to enter into your playing field. So we have to be mindful. We have to be mindful because the enemy is clever. What we think is subtle, what we think, I'm just going to sleep with him just this one time. It ain't going to mean nothing. It means a whole lot because you have now legalized everybody else who slept with him.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. This is so true. This is so true. And now we got the soul ties.
Absolutely.
And even when you're not even with that individual anymore, now you still connected. somehow, some form, and now you're thinking about that person. And also, evangelists, if I can say, also some of the things that they may be doing, like if they are drinkers or if they are smokers. I myself experienced this myself when I was once, you know, when I had got delivered from the marijuana, and I got delivered from drinking, I got delivered from smoking, and I had shared my testimony about me backsliding during the time as me being a minister. I had backslid, and I was going through this thing because of my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, I'm tired of being lonely. I'm tired of being lonely. I want to be with someone, but it was all for my flesh. And when I had gave into that, I'm going to tell you, I was like, Lord, look, I'm enjoying this. Mm-hmm. I was honest about it. But can I tell you, when that thing ended, not only I invited certain things about this individual inside my spirit, but you know how hard it was to break a soul tie?
Mm.
And a war in the spirit for every lustful demon, for every alcohol demon, for every cigarette smoking demon he had now. Things that I have been delivered from for 15 years. Now I'm starting to have the cravings for that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm. That's all it takes.
Is a gate. That's all it takes.
That's it.
The gate.
That's it.
The gate.
Mm-hmm. All it takes. And then we have to be mindful of that gate, because if we have people that live with us, if we're single parents and have children or family members mm-hmm. living with us, and then we find we're trying to, well, why are they acting a certain type of way? Because you have left the gate open to your home, to your Ooh. Spirit, because that spirit, those demons are coming to see whom else that they can devour, because it is who you are connected with spiritually. That's why we have to be mindful of what we allow into our gates. If we are in any type of leadership, whether we are a single yes. parent, we're single a home, yes. and we are the leaders of that home, we wonder why our kids begin to act a certain type of way. It's because what we have let into our gates. Because it yes. is in the leadership, it trickles down. It trickles down. Yes. Even onto our jobs. If we are in leadership roles in our jobs, we're wondering why people working up under us are starting to act funny, because we started yes. to act funny. It's not them, it's you.
It's you.
You have trickled it down.
That's good.
Because if the enemy can get the leadership, if he can get the head, if he can get the one that is ruling, he knows he yes. has everyone else.
Amen. Amen. And for those who may be thinking, well, what are you doing this type of podcast? Because I've been there. But let me tell you something. It took me 4 years to get back to the place where God would release me to be able to speak his word to his people.
Amen. Amen.
Because there's no... for the mandate that he has on my life.
Amen.
There's no way I could be able to speak, preach, do anything with that kind of spirit on me. No, because that means the blood would be on my hands.
Absolutely.
But you just don't know what I had to go through to get those demons off of me, out of me. It was warfare.
Mm-hmm.
I went through depression. I never thought about killing myself ever in my life. But during that time, the devil tried to make me kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a lot. It took a lot. And when the Lord finally delivered me from it, I said, Lord, if you would deliver me and heal me from this hurt and pain, I repented first, because that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, if you decide to clean me up and turn me around and put me on solid ground, if you will allow me to expose my nakedness to those out here who are struggling, who is serving in the body of Christ, or who are not serving in the body of Christ, I will be naked before your people, what you want me to expose, so you can know that you are not by yourself.
Absolutely.
But thing is, when you take your eyes off of Christ, I took my eyes off of Christ because I was trying to please my flesh, because I was saying, Lord, where's my husband? Where's my husband? You know? Just like Peter, when he took his eyes off of Jesus is when he began to drown.
Mm-hmm.
Or to go, and I took my eyes off. So for those who is serving and they're saved, and don't take your eyes off. And those who are not, and you have not gave your life to the Lord because you're wondering, he's the best everything.
Yes.
He's the best.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And listening to you, I just God dropped this in my spirit. He said, that is why I'm married to the backslider. My God. He said, that is why I'm married to the backslider. He said, because now I can use them even more for my glory.
Oh, glory to God.
Because they don't mind. Ooh. Come on. They don't mind sharing. He said, listen, because it brought me back to Revelation. He said, they are saved by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. To have a testimony, you have to have been a backslider. That's why he's Ooh, married yes. to the backslider. My God. Look at
my
God.
Woo!
That's why he said, I'm married to the backslider. He said, because look, I need you, the backslider. I need you. Oh, I need your testimony. That's the only way that people are going to get it. That's why I'm married to the backslider. Come on here. My God. My God.
And I count it all joy. I count it all joy. We're going to have to take a break. If you ain't bring out that pen and that pad for you can take notes, I encourage you to do so. If you ain't invite nobody onto this podcast, I encourage you to do so. We will be back with Evangelist Vatrice Davis after this. Welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. We are here today with Evangelist Vatrice Davis from VSD Ministries. And y'all just don't know, I had to take a quick shout and break. Ooh, yes. You wasn't prepared, you missed it, but you can always go back and listen to it again. My God, my God. Yes. Ooh, this has been wonderful, Evangelist. I am so excited to have you on here. We're going to have one more question for Evangelist. She has been giving us some great, great jewels, and I hope that y'all have been jotting them down and going back and referencing to your word and your scriptures. Evangelist, I ask you, for our listeners, what would you say for those who feel defeated by their flesh?
I would tell you, first and foremost, like I've told myself, because listen, we all have been in a place. I don't care if you're in ministry. I don't care if you're not in ministry. I don't care if you are in leadership. I don't care. It doesn't matter. We all have been at a place where we have felt defeated. We have felt hurt. We have felt rejected. We have felt a certain type of way. But the number one thing that God had dealt with me when I was in my place of lowly of the lows, he said, daughter, forgive yourself. Mm. Forgive yourself. And he brought me back to the remembrance. He said, listen, there is no condemnation in me. If you come unto me and ask for forgiveness, it is done. So why can't you do that for yourself?
Yes.
He said, set yourself free of yourself. Forgive yourself and move on. He said, listen, on our best day, we are yet still filthy rags, but it's by his grace and his mercy. So just forgive yourself and make yourself conscious that I am not going to fall to defeat. I am not going to fall to my flesh. I will not fall to it. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, if it takes you writing sticky notes and pasting it all over your house, on your way out the door, in your car, I will not be defeated by my flesh. I will not be defeated by temptation. Whatever you need to do, but make yourself aware of it. Say, I am going on purpose today. Like we make ourselves aware of eating and using the bathroom and just doing daily things. Make yourself aware that I am not going to fall into temptation. I'm going to drive by that liquor store and say, not today. I'm going to make myself actively where I am not going to pick up that phone and I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to call her. Whatever the case may be, I am not going to do it. I'm going to make a self-awareness. I will not do it. But most importantly, we got to praise ourselves for the small steps. Praise yourself when you go past the liquor store. Praise yourself when you roll over and say, I'm not calling him. Praise yourself when you get up with a new mindset. Be thankful of the small things. He says, do not despise small beginnings. That yes. even goes for what for defeating the enemy, defeating the temptation. Don't despise it, because at the end of the day, that's going to be your testimony. Whatever your struggle is what God is going to use you to release a whole nation. Understand that. Once you come over whatever you are coming over, he is going to use you to free a whole nation of people. So praise yourself for the little things. Say, God, I thank you that today I didn't drive through the liquor store. God, I'm thankful for today that I didn't entertain gossip. God, I'm thankful for today. Whatever your temptation is, say, God, I'm thankful for it.
Amen.
Keep on moving.
And keep on moving. And you know what? And for those, I just want to let you know, you got your hard, thick heads and always have those, who always have a rebuttal. Well, what about his grace? Well, let me tell you about his grace, okay? His grace is not there for you to pimp it out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you fail, do not stand there. You can get back up, ask God to repent. And say, Lord, I repent. But when you are weak, that's when he is your strength. But you have to call out to him. Do not have the attitude like, oh, but God is going to forgive me. Because a lot of people have been taking the grace out of content and think, oh, well, I could just go ahead and do it by his grace and his mercy. He will forgive me. Listen, that's not how it works. That is not how it works. Now, God knows your heart. He knows your motives. He knows everything. And if you are purposely going out and doing these things and saying, oh, by his grace, you are in for a rude surprise.
Yes. A rude awakening. Yes. Because listen, you can say, well, God's going to cover me. I'm covered in his grace. But yet, and still you have just legalized demons to come and attack you.
There you go.
See, people take that grace thing and they take it, but you not understanding what you are bringing in. You can have grace coming out, but what you bringing back in?
Ooh.
We have to understand that. Yes, God is going to cover you in his grace. But listen, light and dark can't dwell in the same place. So you went out in the light, but you brought darkness back in. Something to be very, very mindful of. Well, his grace is sufficient. Yes, his grace is sufficient when you underneath his covenant, his covering.
Yes.
But when you going out and you willingly and you dwelling in the enemy's camp.
Yes.
What do you think is going to come back home with you? What do you think is going to sup with you in your quiet time? What do you think the very thing that you found yourself out there doing will be the very thing that the enemy is going to play over your mind over and over and over. So therefore the light can't come in because you're too fixated on what just happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When it comes to at the end of the day is that you have to choose, like Evangelist said, you definitely have to pick a side and choose how you are going to live. You have to know that you can do all things through Christ. This is not no cliche, y'all. I am a living witness of the things that I witnessed the Lord myself broke me out of. I mean, the wonderful things that he have done. I've not seen him just do it for my life. I've seen him do it for other people's lives who were connected to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He is awesome. It'll be on other episodes that I'll be talking about other different things, but I will share the different things that he had delivered me. When I say a wretch like me, but the fact that his love, because see, his love, okay, he said nothing will separate the love of God that he had for us. It's the sin in us that he does not like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You can do it. You can do it if you want to do it. You need to search for it. You need to want it like how you want your paycheck and it's not in your direct deposit on Friday and how you be hounding human resources for your check and you don't get off the phone and you find out what's going on with your money. That's how you need to be. About this thing with conquering sin and not being not being ignorant, should I say, and being deceived by the devil to believe that these things are okay. And I'm believing in the Lord that he is going to allow me to do a series with this flesh versus the spirit for the rest of this month. I'm still in prayer with it. I spoke with Evangelist Patrice Davis about it because it's very so much needed. This past weekend, I done heard about three people I know who had died, who got killed over this weekend. And although I was crying and I was sad for the family, the first thing I thought was, where did their soul go?
My God.
These were young people. They weren't even over 20 years old.
My God.
Where did their soul go?
My God. My God.
So the temporary feeling from getting drunk, getting high, and having sexual pleasures, that's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
It's about where you're going to be when you leave here.
Mm-hmm.
So this was just awesome. Evangelist Patrice, I hope that I can be able to have you on here with me again. I really enjoyed you.
Amen.
The people. But before you go, please, please let people know how they can search you on your social media handles, any upcoming events that you may be having, any way they can contact you, they need to book you for any type of speaking engagements or to anything.
Absolutely. Yes. First, you all can visit. First, I want to say thank you to this awesome, awesome woman of God for what God is doing. This is so needed in the kingdom of God. This is so needed for the kingdom, for the people that don't understand Christ or don't understand kingdom, and they want to know how they can be saved. Listen, know that God loves. He loves, he loves, he loves, and he will meet us where we are. He said, if you make your bed in hell, I will be there with you. So he loves, mm-hmm. he loves, he loves. But you can reach me. Let's first start with the website, www.V, as in Victor, SD, ministries.com. Just come over to the website. You can follow us. You can shoot a contact us message, prayer request. You can do your booking, any and everything you can do from the website. And our social media on Facebook and on Instagram is VSD Ministries. We would love for you to follow us. I have a Thursday morning manna that we do via the Facebook and via the phone. And I will be in the next couple of weeks, I will be in Raleigh, and I will also be in Charlotte, North Carolina, preaching there, doing what God has called us to do. So absolutely, just link up with us, follow us. We would love to connect with each and every one of you.
Amen. Amen. And she is awesome, 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 and anointed. When I say she's anointed, awesome, and anointed woman of God, you definitely want to follow her. And if you're in the Raleigh area, and I'm sorry, you said Charlotte area, please go out and visit, go and support her ministry, listen to her. I got a chance to listen to her one morning on my way going into work. Awesome. I'm really, really, thoroughly, thoroughly been blessed by the message. So I want to thank y'all for listening. We're going to have to go to break, but I'll be back with the wow factor for the evening. Don't you go nowhere. Welcome back to the Wow Factor with Taisha, which stands for Women of Wholeness. Today we talked about flesh versus the spirit, the tug of war. We had our awesome speaker on, Evangelist Patrice Davis, to help us to apply practical and spiritual concepts so that we can get free from sexual perversion. And even if you were able to derive from that to help you with any addictive problems that you have, rather is drinking, doing drugs, smoking, all those things that she shared with us, we can use that to apply so we can be set free. I know you heard that a lot today. Free is where we are trying to get everyone to be so they would not be bounded. So to kind of recap on what she was saying, you have to have a better understanding of the temptation so that you can master it. Knowing the closeness of God in the midst of it all, and learning to walk again after failing. What I want to say,
is you might slip up. And that's okay, but don't stay there. We fall down, but we get back up. I know everyone knows that song. We fall down, but we get back up. Do not stay there. You have a way out, and the way out is through Jesus Christ. You have to admit what it is that has you bounded, that has you stuck, that have you held down, whereas though you can't break free, but you can break. It can break. It shall break. It will break. I prophesy that over your life today. You will no longer live in the manner that you were living probably an hour ago. You are free from everything that held you down so you can live a life of purity. I speak that over your life today. If you want to know more about me or how to follow me, I am a leading lady on Instagram, Leading Ladies of Society on Facebook. You can also reach out to me to Leading Ladies Global at leadingladies.global@gmail.com or at llosglobal.org. That's llosglobal.org. I hope that you were thoroughly blessed by the message today. And I will see you next week, same time. Until then, shalom, shalom, shalom.